Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you tried it! It's time for episode 674 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top 5 songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached checkpoint shopping. Wait, checkpoint shopping season. How about that? Go out and get some gifts, gang. You got a couple weeks left. And I am H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater. With me, as always, is Brett Starred, Shredsterant, head shredder at Shredsterant, Starred.
Shredwig.
Shredwig.
The angry inch.
And the angry fret.
Thanks. Thank you for having me, as always. And how's the holiday season treating you so far? It feels like you've figured out a place in life where you're always a little bit above the fray. You're not dealing like...
You mean where I don't participate.
Yeah, you don't participate.
Yeah. Or Christmas.
That's a different
way. No, you know what I do? I've realized that whether you participate or not, like whether you do all the presents and all the traveling and all the stuff, or you boycott all of it, you still kind of mentally unravel a little bit like during this time of year. Don't you feel like around mid-December you sort of let go? You're going into this weird realm, and then you kind of got to tighten it back up January 1st. So I find that even though I don't do any of this stuff, there's still just kind of a weird, like, I'm still dealing with it mentally. Did I share too much there?
No, that's what I wanted. it's a good window into it. Hey, by the way, also, you've started unplugging your fridge for these podcasts.
But, episode 674.
I was noticing, a very high-pitched whine that was happening, like a frequency.
Yeah.
And speaking of, your mental state, I was just wondering if you feel any better when that fridge is unplugged. Because I was starting to get concerned that frequency was just penetrating your skull at all times.
Right. I dated a girl in Houston who said there was some kind of gas or noise from her oven that drove her nuts. And that's the one actually that was featured on Two Charted, with that Dane Cook mystery. Or what was it? The Steve Stevens mystery.
Steve Stevens, yeah.
So you're right to think that could affect my mental health. I would say now that it is off, because it's usually always on. With it off, it does feel a little better in here. Like all it is now is like occasional traffic noise. There's not a constant noise.
Right.
Maybe it's just something I'll look into.
Yeah, I wonder if it's just a low-level agitation happening at all times,
I should get a new fridge, really, is what I should do. They don't all buzz like that, do they?
I don't think so. No.
Well, we got a guest. Let's find out about his fridge.
Oh, yes.
Here he comes now. Oh, my God. You remember him from Who Charted 647, Who Charted 618, Who Charted 588, and Who Charted 546, and I believe others. Please welcome back to the charts this Christmas season, our gift to you, Brody Reed.
Boo. Boom. Boom. Boom.
Hey, back. Welcome back.
It's nice to be back. What do you guys think is the hypest? What's the Christmas song that has the best drop?
The best drop?
Yeah.
I guess
I feel like there's not a lot of drops in Christmas songs.
Maybe the five golden rings drop, like in, okay, you know, 12 Days of Christmas.
Yes.
What, five golden rings?
Like when actually, I hits that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It's a pretty good one.
I like
that. And like two turtle doves, like the flow, yeah, there, yeah, is incredible.
Yeah,
then
it goes back to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a triplet. Quite a few
drops in that one. I would say Christmas in Hollis. Dun 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 dun. You know how it goes. That's a good one. The Little Drummer Boy, does that have any drops?
I don't think so. It's kind of like the whole thing is kind of like a flow, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. An extended drum solo of sorts. Yeah. Well, right on. Merry Christmas. We're going to be winding up to the holidays and seeing what makes the charts. So I wonder if we'll hear some Mariah Carey or anything like that. I guess it depends on what chart we do.
Well, first, let's check in on Brody's fridge real quick.
That's great. I just moved to a new apartment, so I got a new fridge. It's a normal fridge. I don't even know the brand. It's just kind of a mid-tier modern fridge. A lot of plastic minis.
Does it open left to right?
It opens left and right, and then it's got the freezer on the bottom, so the freezer's smaller, you know.
Center.
No water on the door.
Okay.
No water on the door. There are ice cubes in the tray.
Okay.
So, you know.
Nice.
Bips and bobs. I got the Brita in there.
Are you gonna put some kind of big Christmas item in there, like a turkey or something?
No, absolutely not.
One of the best things, one of the best interviews I read was this article about going into celebrities' fridges.
Yeah.
They went into Prince's fridge.
Oh, man.
For some reason, you know, he was closed off to most interviews, but he, for some reason, let this obscure magazine into his fridge. And it was full of, you know, this was probably in the early 2000s. It was full of Dunkaroos. and they had been like long discontinued for the rest of us, and he worked out some deal where they just send him Dunkaroos.
Wow.
And I just thought that was such
Which songs,
such a move.
Incredible.
Which songs in his catalog were fueled by Dunkaroos?
Honestly, I could see him singing a Dunkaroos song, an unreleased one. I can imagine like a very smooth chorus, you know.
Starfish and coffee.
Yeah.
Dunkaroos and jam. Yeah. It's breakfast stuff. Hey, speaking of which, I was cat sitting for Megan Keister.
Were you?
Cool.
This past week.
Brag.
And so she had these tabs in her refrigerator, you know, the soda tab.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Every time I was over there, I'm chugging the tab. I probably had like 12 tabs this week. So she gets back and reminds me that tab is completely discontinued.
Oh my god!
Like I was just chugging her tabs.
Oh my god!
As
you're
if
just
they
like,
weren't.
You're basically like poaching rare rhino horns at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
They didn't know.
I was like just annihilating.
I was like, why do you keep ephemera in your refrigerator?
Why do you got to keep them cold and delicious if you don't want someone drinking?
Well, she drinks them, you know, but I guess she, you know, paces it out because she doesn't have so many left. I went in there. Wow. Annihilated it like 10, 11 tabs while she was gone.
Well, you're house sitting the cat, so you know.
Listen, you're a rascal. That's a rascal scenario, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Eddie Haskell.
How do you get along with the cat?
The cat is great. You know, I can turn any cat against its owner. I have a great rapport with most cats. And I thought that that's what would be going on while she was gone, but the cat was sort of disrupted. It didn't know where she was. It thought maybe that I had killed her and that I was just over there acting like I was the head of the household. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just questioning what was going on, so I couldn't do any of that stuff to it.
I've had a similar cat sitting experience, so I understand.
Oh, yeah, where it's just like it doesn't know. Well, it knows you maybe, but it doesn't know what's up.
Oh, yeah, it just hides from me the entire time to the point where I'm scared that I lost the cat. And I'm freaking out the owners on their vacation and stuff.
You're responsible, yeah. Yeah, I was hoping I wouldn't burn down the place or anything like that.
I remember when I was young, my brother babysat one time, who's the last person you'd ever want babysitting you. But these local family friends or whatever, they had this huge house. And he went in there to babysit, and he told us that he couldn't find the baby the whole time. Like, he couldn't find it. And then they came home and they're like, how was it? And they go straight, you know, the beeline towards the baby that he never found. And it was just sleeping. And they're like, oh, thank you so much. You know, great job. And he was just going, no problem, Mrs. Smith. Like, he never could find it.
That's funny. That actually sounds like a half hour episode of television. Like that.
Yeah, seriously.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. If it happened in the span of a half hour, I wouldn't be horrified by it. But yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's amazing. He lucked out that they found it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. This is a total miracle.
I mean, there had to be the possibility in his mind that
it was just gone. Yeah, he fucked up. Totally.
It got kidnapped, and he was in a Home Alone scenario, but like a gritty Home Alone scenario. I'd watch that.
Yeah, with high
starring
stakes.
Kevin McAllister as, grown up.
Totally.
He got a star, by the way. Congratulations, McCulkey.
He did. Congratulations.
McCulkey.
He got a star on the Hall of Fame.
Surprise. Yeah. We have another guest on the podcast today. Please welcome Macaulay Culkin. You got those sound clips ready?
He called McCulkey is the best. Oh, McCulkey. It's Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Just call him McCulkey.
McCulkey.
So confident. You
got that soundboard ready?
It tightens it up a little bit. Cleans it up a little bit. But he was up there and he was saying, it's so good to see so many people I love, and I love you back. And he was very McCulkey about it.
Yeah,
so, he's a cool guy.
Yeah,
I recently met what's that kid from Sixth Sense?
Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah, I met him.
He's a cool guy.
He's a podcast real cool fan.
Yeah, he talks about hiking and stuff, and yeah, he's dope.
Yeah, he's been on a bunch of Comedy Bang Bang TV shows.
Yeah, super nice guy.
Yeah.
He's got more a good voice. He's got a cool speaking voice. Like he can.
Yeah, he does too.
Yeah. All right. Shall we get in the music chart?
Yes. No,
let's banter more.
More banter.
It's going to be a lot of banter. Oops, all banter. We should do that one time.
We could do that.
Yeah. All right. You ready to wrap the history of music? The entire history? All right. Here we go.
Yeah.
Music. We used to play LPs, 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next, ChatGTP? Tunes.
We are looking at the iHeart Top 40 chart. So
okay.
All the Spotify charts and the iTunes charts, those kind of digital things, they're all just filled with traditional Christmas music right now.
Oh, I just, you know what? Spotify's going through tough times. They had a lot of layoffs, and now their CFO, Chief Financial Officer, was dismissed. I saw a funny cartoon that said that that he was dismissed because he gave a dollar to a busker. Like Spotify caught him giving money to a musician. Yeah.
I was just going to say, they thought he was giving too much away.
Right. It's like a green police light. like plays the top 40.
I just saw a clip where Snoop Dogg was saying he has a song that has a billion streams on Spotify. And he asked his finance guy, like, all right, break that down for me. Like, how much money we make from that? And he said it wasn't even $40,000.
Wow.
Wow.
But then I also did see a comment under that saying that there were like 17 listed songwriters for that song.
Okay.
So that yeah. So he's got to split
That's
it up.
A big
a lot.
Split. That's
but still, a, split. A billion still. Plays.
Yeah, a billion.
My God. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, the whole music industry business model is a huge nightmare, and we should all be talking about it way more.
Yeah, let's cover it.
I think people collectively kind of stopped caring about music like a decade or so ago. Like people are still fans.
Longer. Yeah.
Long, yeah, people just kind of stopped maybe caring people have about always it hated as music. An art form, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like we got our own problems now. We can't fight for you guys. We can't support.
Right. We're paying attention to a bunch of different shit now, too. All right.
Plus this it's is... Christmas, so we got to listen to those.
Coming in at number five.
Number five.
Paul Russell with Lil Boo Thang. You my little boo thang, so I don't give a hoot what you do. Say, girl, I know you a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh, I know. Put a little gold in the teeth and the fit good, so I took the doors out the deep, okay. I see a brother holding your seat, no beef, but I'm trying to get the noise you release. Don't take my talking to your own. Honestly, I guess that's staying power. Congratulations. It's nice to like have a song that's like in a commercial and then it's still doing well. It's just like, right.
Cause I hear it and I'm just like, oh, I don't want to hear a, an Apple Watch ad right now, but.
Oh, that's either using that in an Apple Watch ad
or something. I hear it.
But like used to it's like got that credit sound. Card or something. What is that? I'm trying to think of what that sample is.
Oh, that's to best be of real. My love.
Yeah,
oh, you got the of best love. Of my love. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's just a feel good like backyard barbecue sound to it. I feel like you could.
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Do, you could put anything on that every 10 years, and it'll probably do pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah, like seriously. I'm mad I wasn't invited to that barbecue this year, this summer.
Yeah,
I know. How did I miss that?
I was like, I saw it on Instagram.
That happens with sex parties, too. They just always seem to be going on somewhere else.
When they show their Instagrams, yeah.
Third Base also sampled that with Brooklyn Queens.
Oh, yeah, Brooklyn Queens.
Snoop Dogg also sampled it with Doggy Dogg World, and De La Soul also sampled it with Say No Go.
Say
well,
No
they
Go.
Sample everything.
Well-tread territory.
Say No Go has a Hall and Oates sample. I wonder if that's part of this case that's going on, this fight.
You sounded like an Australian Hall and Oates fan.
Hall and Oates.
Hall and Oates.
Hall and Oates.
Hall and Oates.
Hall and Oates. Hall and Oates.
Okay. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Used to Be Young by Miley Cyrus.
I used to be young.
Oh my God. I didn't have my Zoom open. He started that. It shocked me. Me and two, you say hours yesterday have gone our separate ways. Left my living fast
somewhere in the past, cause that's for chasing cars. It's like a robot making country music.
Yeah. Sounds like
disabled robot.
Hey Siri came out with her first hit.
Hey Siri, sound hungover.
You tell me time has not changed me. All right.
Yeah.
It does sound really good. Whatever 50-year-old Jewish man wrote it is a genius.
He wrote one for Miley. It's about the, you know, life experience. She's got some life under her belt now.
It sounds like
she learned to play piano.
She's going for that Olivia Rodrigo money right now.
Yeah, it sounds a little like ballad-y. That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She should just do a song in that voice that she gets
That low scratchy. Over.
Yeah, she should do a jazz song.
Yeah. Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, play the trumpet in it.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
I cannot believe this song is still on the charts. This is Cruel Summer from Taylor Swift. Cruel Summer in December.
Yeah, seriously.
Speaking of Australians,
nice.
Summer for them.
Yeah.
This really does. This sounds like a shampoo commercial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the perfect analogy, yeah, for sure. This is going to be in a Goop ad for sure.
Yeah.
And her curls are bouncing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a monster Swifties hit will.
Swifties will just keep whatever she has in the top, whatever. They're just playing it on repeat on like pirate sites and stuff.
Yep. And this song wasn't even this song was released a few years ago. It's had it's totally resurrected this year.
Because of the movie?
I guess it's because of all her re-releases and all of her her touring and
she's just kind of like insulting the rest of the music industry at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just like I'll just do a 2-year-old jam and blow you away with that.
I think like not discounting her that much. Not diminishing her success, but also I feel like someone in her position at this time is like somebody in that position is just ready to scoop up all of music.
Exactly.
Like
Kanye did that.
With all the merging and mergers and what we just said, like people, there's a huge segment of people who I don't think actually care that much about music, but they want something to be told like what to listen to.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And
it's just like
for
sure. They're ready to just worship like,
plus, this
person.
Also now has the Travis Kelce storyline added to it. So it's like,
Swifties. It's like cross, genre.
Like, they're actually watching Chiefs games now. Like,
you know what I mean? Any girl that like was into Taylor Swift is now can like watch the games with her dad. And it's like they're both like into the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's bringing families together. That was their whole plan in the first place.
Yeah, I think so. She's saving America.
If the Chiefs go all the way this year, it will be hard not to believe something's rigged.
Yeah.
Like
or that's just the power of T-Swift.
Yeah.
I mean, who's doing the Super Bowl?
Who's doing it?
Who's doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, the halftime?
Yeah.
I don't know if they haven't announced it yet.
They usually announce it, what, like a month before?
Yeah, probably.
That's a good question.
Oh, it looks like Usher.
What?
Usher will headline the 2024 Super Bowl halftime show.
Wow. There must be some surprise guests coming. I mean, he hasn't had a hit in a minute, right?
Yeah. How'd he score that?
No.
It's been a bit.
A viral TikTok or something.
It doesn't say there will be ushers at the Super Bowl.
I misread it. Yeah.
It does feel like there could be so many other choices.
Yeah.
God, yeah. I mean, at least have Oliver Anthony do it.
Have Danny Elfman do it. Give the weirdos a shot.
Ollie and Danny.
Yeah.
Backed up by Mark Mothersbaugh.
Yeah. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Doja Cat, Paint the Town Red.
Paint the town red. Bitch, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care. I paint the town red.
I'm truly at a point where this song where I'm just like,
Yes, and
I like it. Kind of like does the same thing a bunch of times.
It's just so
it's catchy.
That's the best part. So
it's so perfectly the joke of like old people if they didn't get hip hop, like to take walk on by and just go, bitch, fuck you. fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, it's just,
I haven't heard that joke. That's great.
You know, like just like Bullworth style of just like, yeah, you know, they just take a classic piece of music and just put filth on top of it.
Yeah.
But I'm also here for it. Like, I don't, yeah, it's like, yeah,
it works.
Yeah. It's just I only know this song from Instagram. Like, I've never heard more than 30 seconds at a time.
Oh, okay.
And I don't need to, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's fine.
Right. Yeah, so that's Dionne Warwick.
Sample.
And then, walk on by, yeah.
Yeah, it goes all kinds of places. It's a classic. But it's like, Dionne Warwick was the one who called like Snoop to her house and said like, you got to stop cursing. You guys are out of control.
That's right.
And they said that like they were scared.
She called all the kids in my neighborhood. It was my whole elementary school class. She was always calling people over. Pull your pants up.
Number one. Tate McRae with Greedy.
Sounds country.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a girl.
Canadian.
Interesting. Is this like a known person? Is this like a...
Tate McRae, I have not heard of her.
Canadian singer, dancer, and actress. At the age of 13, she gained prominence as the first Canadian finalist on the American reality TV show So You Think You Can Dance. So,
interesting.
I don't think that was important to anyone except Canadians. I mean,
yeah, no.
Well, no, I mean, it was on the U.S. show. It was on the American show.
Oh,
yeah. I stand on what I said. I just said, was that news? Like, oh my God, a Canadian can dance?
Well, she's number one on the charts right now. So,
I mean, it's good production. I can see that.
Somehow worked out for her.
Congrats.
Congrats. A lot of Canadians have fought hard and lost for that number one U.S. song position, you know?
Truly. Truly.
They get Pink. Stuck behind that Canadian? 20% like Canadian paywall they got over there.
Oh yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Everything costs a little bit more over there.
Yeah.
It's government sponsored. Well, congratulations to her. She's at the top of the charts, and we'll be right back with the movie chart.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with our guest, Brody Reed, and
Brett Morris.
And this is The Movie Chart.
The Remix.
Oh, yeah.
Movies, they used to be too silent. Nowadays, they're too loud and violent. For most of them, I am not a client. People on the big screen are freaking giant. Movies. All right.
Got it.
Get it. Okay, let's see what's back in the theaters.
Let's see who's freaking giant this week.
Yeah.
Coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Wish.
Last night, I made a wish on a star. And the star answered.
I am talking. Who knew my voice would be this low?
I believe I have just been threatened.
Who would dare threaten you?
I have no response to that.
There is a traitor amongst us.
I wish not to view this in a theater.
Wait, this came out?
Yeah, this is out. This.
Oh my gosh.
Hey guys, I've been doing some research while you were watching that trailer.
Mm-hmm.
This Tate McRae's got some pics online and they're good.
Yeah.
They're good.
Okay.
You, good to know, like good framing.
Now she's number one.
Now she's legitimate. Okay.
Yeah. Now I'm impressed that there's a Canadian with talent.
From what I saw, she looks a little like a softball player or something. Like,
I'm not getting
look.
That vibe from you. Okay.
Not what even that much, but like she had like a long ponytail.
Oh, okay. She grabbed the mic underhand. She
she grabbed it. Nothing was scarier than that softball pitch. Like, like the intensity with which they whip that ball at you. It just seems like more painful even than the overhand.
Honestly, and softballs are harder than the hard balls. I don't think we talk about this enough.
Are they really?
I mean,
they're heavier or they're bigger.
They're bigger.
It's like when you learn that Greenland is actually ice, covered in ice.
It's just like, Iceland, if it's a joke, just say it's a joke. Just in the dictionary, be like, parentheses, a joke.
Right.
Softball. Ha ha.
All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
Napoleon. I heard this.
Is this a prequel to Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah. Once you see it, you will always want it.
Oh, I don't think you're seeing the right screen.
Excuse it. Is it?
Having Sabbath in there takes me out. Takes me all the way out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't try to pander to me like that.
Yeah. Why make the whole thing look period authentic and then throw some Sabbath in there?
Yeah. Give me some French Revolution era, you know, beat drops. I want to hear what they were listening to, what they're moshing to, you know?
Yeah. Give me the feel of their beat.
I really feel that way. It's like,
agreed.
That's so
weird.
Yeah,
take some, you know, chamber music and cut it up, but don't put it in Sabbath. Yeah, I'm with you.
At least something that's like in some way appropriate, but yeah, it sucks.
Hey,
I heard it was boring.
I've been doing some research while you guys watch that. Would you guys mind pausing the show for 15, 20?
Are you looking up Napoleon pictures now?
Yeah, now I'm looking up Napoleon.
What kind of research?
No, I'm good. I'll make time later.
Yeah, bookmark it.
Oh, wow. We really, this is a chart landmark. We discovered Tate McRae live on air.
Tate McRae?
Well, this that's Joaquin, who you're talking about.
This Joaquin girl. She's beautiful. Yeah.
Okay, coming in at number three.
Number three.
Waitress the musical.
Really?
Yeah.
Did we have this before?
First time on the charts, I believe.
This is like
I'm a waitress.
Before the Macy's Day Parade, you see them do this out on the sidewalk.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, this is the Sarah Bareilles musical, I think.
Oh, she in it? In a beautiful party. She wrote a musical for herself?
I guess so.
Wow. Very long
time. What have I seen her in? What was she in?
She's a singer. I mean, she's a...
Yeah, she sings.
She's got some hit songs.
This is weird. It looks like My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
I mean, it's more interesting than most of the stuff that's out. So,
On Broadway or movie wise, I could have used some Black Sabbath in this one, to be honest.
Yeah, pander to me a little bit.
Don't play any of those songs.
Lemmy or Iron Man or something.
I will say she's got a hell of a voice. I've seen clips of her recently singing, and I was like kind of blown away. Like
Tate McRae?
She's Tate McRae again. She's kind of above the rest, or a lot of the rest, like skill-wise.
That's interesting. I mean, that doesn't happen very often, that someone who kind of fronts bands just goes and writes a musical for themselves. I'm interested. Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's going to be so annoying when they go back to the band. They're going to be like, ugh. Or singer wrote a musical. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The kinda, Gwen Stefani effect.
Yeah, we're so cool now. Yeah.
All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
And joy to accept what human beings are. And what it takes to control them. Let's see you use that famous snow charm.
You seem like a good man, Corlena Snow.
I have seen what war does to people.
Fueled with the terror of becoming prey. See how quickly we become predator? I want my enemies to see a rainbow of destruction.
See, they could do war pigs for this. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's weird that they didn't. They should have switched the music for this one with the music for that one.
Totally. We found like two or three good trailers for War Pigs, and then the one they did put it on was bad.
This should all be the same.
I don't know.
It's weird to be at a part in the culture where like the Hunger Games is like nostalgic.
Right.
Where it needs to be a sort of remade again.
I mean, for a whole generation that's under us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. J-Law's too old to shoot people with a bow and arrow. I mean.
That kind of shit's like making me like disassociate.
She'll show up at the end. You know what I mean? And it'll be like a big plot thing. And she'll be like older. She'll be like white hair. And stuff.
Right.
Who's in this new one? Is it Tate McRae? Because I'm.
Could be.
Then you'll be interested.
No, she's a kid. She's a kid.
Is she?
No, she's 20.
Okay.
More like Tots McRae.
Tots McRae.
Tater Tot.
I literally don't recognize a single actor on this cast list, and I'm sure that's my problem.
I know that one is going to be like the next Cinderella or some shit. The main girl.
Okay.
And I don't know her name. I know that she got like bullied.
Rosa Gottsler.
Yeah.
Is that her?
What'd she get bullied for?
She got bullied for a movie came out during the strike, like at the beginning of the strike. And then she was just like they interviewed her and she was just like being happy that she like got a job. She didn't say anything wrong at all. I forgot what she said, but like people were pointing out the hypocrisy on like TikTok because like a white guy said the same thing and nothing happened to him, you know?
Right.
It's just like, you should be grateful for this job and stuff like that. I don't even remember what the fuck the shit was, but.
Rachel Zegler, I think.
Whatever. She's famous.
Yeah.
What else?
All right. Ready for number one?
Number one.
Godzilla minus one.
Now we could play some.
There we go.
Yeah. This would play Gojira for this one.
Yeah.
I saw this one. It was awesome. It was great.
Same.
And I thought it was a little long, but it was it was very cool. And they managed to make it like an emotional journey, you know, Godzilla.
Yeah, it's the best Godzilla movie, just like on a movie level. You know what I mean? Like a emotional level.
Wow,
it's weird for me because
historical level.
I haven't actually seen like so many of the recent remakes and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I almost feel
this one's better.
I almost feel weird that the one that I took that I took on was the one that's like the really worth seeing one.
But this one,
the last one was really good too.
Oh, really?
It was. Mm-hmm. This one seems more high profile though. This one seems like more a mainstream studio kind of deal.
Definitely, they stepped up the CG, and the CG for the last one as well was like really good. It was like the bet people hailed it as like, oh, Godzilla's back. So they're really excited for this one. And then they kind of like went, they stepped it up a little bit and they like really went emotional with the story because they did the whole like modern day political, like government messing up everything take already. It's great. It's fun. Yeah.
It goes deep.
A little slow, like, a little melodramatic, but
it goes deep into like Japanese post-war, you know, like that's why it's called Minus One. I just learned this because they were, it was like Japan was at zero, they say, like post-war after losing the war. They were back. They were just reset to zero at their lowest point. Mm-hmm. And then it's like Godzilla entering the picture right at their lowest point. They're less than zero. Like they're minus one. Wow. It's like they're just at rock bottom.
Wow. That's when he came after the bomb.
That's when he came, when they just lost the war and were already just like fucked over.
Yeah. Wow. Godzilla truly is just like all of Japan going, hey, it could be worse.
Right.
Yeah, let's move on. But I'll tell you what, it's going to satiate people's appetites for Shohei Ohtani. The baseball doesn't start until spring.
Agreed.
So another giant from Japan on our shores.
Howard, yeah, you should,
he's going to destroy a lot of stuff.
Records, yeah.
You should Google the pics of this new Godzilla. You might like his thighs.
Oh, let me do some research.
He's got some thick thighs.
Hey, I didn't say anything about thighs. That's all starred right there. Starred zeroing in on the thighs. All I was Godzilla. Looking at was face. I was all on face shots.
Yeah. But no, I like the character model of Godzilla. Like they retained the original model in a lot of ways, even though they had the ability to make him scarier. But he still has that funny like model, like a little action figure design to him.
He's like he's like not as stiff as he's ever been. It's great.
Yeah. They didn't go overboard to where he's just a full different dinosaur looking thing.
Yeah,
he still looks like original Godzilla.
And Godzuki too.
Is Godzuki's in this? Godzuki's not in this one. Get out of here.
He'd be so sick if he was now.
Godzuki.
The little son.
I forgot about Godzuki.
Was there a little kid running around with a backpack going, Godzilla?
There was one little kid in this one, but like this is the least a little kid has had a role
in a Godzilla
movie.
Thank God.
That's good.
Love it.
Tired of any movie where there's a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like if there's going to be bank robbers, I just want them to be bank robbers. I don't want to be a bank robber with a kid. And then he's got to, you know what I'm saying?
That was kind of my initial shit with Red Dead Redemption 2. I was like, what? There's a kid at this camp? What's going on?
Yeah, see, I'm out. Not interested.
I thought we were outlaws.
I mean, this is fantasy. It's escape. It's fun. Why are we worrying about a kid for 2 hours?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The coolest thing about this movie, I thought that I learned that they remade a Japanese Shinden plane, like that badass World War II plane that he gets at the end. That's a full size like recreation they made for the movie.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's super cool looking. Like I never
saw. Oh wow, they didn't do models. Like they built a real plane. But Godzilla was a model, right? Or was
Godzilla was CGI? Computer.
Was CGI. I'm sure it was like there was some kind of like, you know, live rendering that they probably animated over or something, but
yeah,
right on.
Yeah, but it's a cool looking plane.
That's nuts. And it didn't cost them $3 billion to build a plane, America.
yeah wasteful idiots. Well, I'm excited to see that. That's one that, I mean, I haven't really been wanting to go to see any of this stuff for a long time. Godzilla may get me back into the theaters. I'm excited about that. And we'll be right back with the Hot Picks.
The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The third chart is the Hot Picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who bought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks.
These are the Hot Picks. We'll see if we did better than iHeartRadio. I bet we did.
I bet we did. Coming in, number five.
Number five.
Howard's first pick. This is Zach Bryan with Sarah's Place, featuring Noah Kahan.
Road dogs are built for sleeping in. I've been up since 4 a.m. At your worst, you're better than my better day. There ain't been no sun in L.A. since you
Jesus.
Moved out of Sarah's Place.
You doing okay, man? No, I picked up.
I love your mother's stories about you as a kid.
This song, Tate McRae, is great.
Sounds good.
So I don't get it. Are they happy or sad? What's yeah. going on?
Hard to tell with these young. They're on so many pills, these kids.
I'm trying to think the whole time.
No. It has a rousing beat. It's one of the more upbeat.
I was thinking like the way it sounded at first. It was so, or like it actually had three stages. Like the intro guitar was so down and out. Like it sounded like he was just learning guitar almost. And then, so you got to go through that, and then you go through this real downer part, and then it picks up. So I'm wondering, like, is all of that just to cleanse your palate so you think it sounds extra good when it picks up? You know what I mean? Like,
they bring you down before they pick you back up, like Godzilla minus one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's country minus one.
And that's actually one of the more upbeat ones, but I mean, he is definitely, he's like, there's two, like, when they say what happened in country music or whatever, 2023, it's going to be him and Chris Stapleton. So,
he's up there. Yeah.
That was kind of a year-end pick. Yeah, I mean, if you listen, the guy's voice is crazy,
it's
expressive.
Good.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I liked it.
All right, coming in number four.
Number four.
This is my first pick. This is Ghost with Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, Ghost of those, that rock band.
Yeah, the rock band with the dark Pope, Satanist Pope.
They're like Swedish or something, right?
Yeah. They've had some high highs and, you know, some less good albums, but some real good ones. But this is a cover of Iron Maiden, and they killed it. Wait, hold on.
This would be better for Napoleon, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This kind of sounds like olden.
Yeah, I could ball dance to this. It's just good to hear anyone doing production like this these days.
Yeah, totally. Know?
I'm into it.
Yeah. Obviously, I mean, it's a cover, but it's a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of gave it new life.
And he looks kind of like the Crow, right? This guy who sings it?
Sort of. He goes through different eras. For a long time, people didn't know who anyone was in the band. It was anonymous. And people figured out who he was, the singer. But every album, he would come out and reinvent and claim that there was a new Pope. Like, this is a new singer. And it was like the new Pope replaced the old Pope, and he'd have a new look.
Right.
Could it be smoke coming from their bus?
And he always had like a mask and looked kind of this old, decrepit, scary, you know.
Did they live at the Vatican?
Yeah, under the Vatican. Live in the basement. They got a,
I wish I could do comedy like that.
It's a cool band. They're still going at it. So the live shows are super fun because it feels like you're actually at almost like a Catholic mass or something, but a very dark version of one. All right, coming in at number three. Brody's pick. This is Cloakroom with Seedless Star.
Yo.
This is pretty doomy.
Yeah, this is probably like the heaviest they get. And truly, it's not. They really go in between like Smashing Pumpkins, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I could hear that. Shoegazy.
Yes. They're kind of a good mix between all the things I like.
Are there vocals in it, or is it instrumental?
There are. It's like a 7-minute song. It's like you really get in there.
Yeah.
They make you wait.
Yeah. I mean, I love this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like three guys. Every time I look up videos from them on YouTube, they're just like playing a show in like a bookstore or something. It looks like the coolest shit ever.
Keep it down. Someone just in the bookstore trying to read. It's Relapse Records, solid record company. Mm-hmm. It says, inspired by the harsh rural landscapes of Indiana, which they call home.
Whoa. There's not many bands from Indiana. Congrats on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Axl Rose is from Indiana.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speaks David poorly Roth of it.
Born there, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like there's a lot of people who escape from Indiana.
You got to get out.
Yeah. All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
It's my second pick. This is New Porno for Pyros.
Whoa.
With Agua, which is a great name.
Mm. Driving down the PCH.
Yeah. I like that. It's good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
I would do an extreme sport to it.
There you go.
I root for everything he does, but it's always nice when it's good. So that's good.
You know what I learned recently that I didn't realize was Josh Klinghoffer, who was in the Chili Peppers for a while until Frusciante came back,
mm-hmm.
that he's been filling in for Dave Navarro in Jane's Addiction live.
Oh, really?
For like most of this year.
Where's Navarro?
It's just he's had long COVID, I guess.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just crazy that they've been touring without Navarro. He's like such a key part of it.
Right. They always just pluck guys from the Peppers when they need somebody.
Yeah, totally. They
they all know each other. They hang out at the same
barbecues.
Peppers
Navarro at first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
They're all at the new restaurants in Eagle Rock or whatever wherever they are.
Yeah. but good for Klinghoffer, I guess.
Yeah.
But this sounds really good. Harry sounds
yeah, like
awesome.
It had that, you know, Jane Says acoustic-y kind of sound to it. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I never really understood, like, the beginning of, or the identity of Porno for Pyros, like, you know, separate from Jane's Addiction. Like, was it just kind of like, fuck you, Jane's Addiction, we're not getting along, so I'm just doing a different band, or was it, like, a really different thing?
Oh, I think it just kind of came after. Yeah, it always, to me, sounded like Jane's, really. I mean, it's like they didn't play with the sound too much. They had that one.
A little bit more psychedelic, maybe.
Maybe so, yeah. We make great pets.
I love that
pets.
One.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Okay, coming in number one.
Number one.
Howard's first pick. This is Aaron Enderlin, A Horse Named Christmas. Sounds like Johnny Cash. Title or something.
She showed up at the back gate on a cold December night.
And the lambs
and tired in a wild lift in her eyes. Storm was rolling through, worst we'd seen in years. Said, I don't know what you're running from, but you're more than welcome here.
Is that Holly Hunter singing?
Because
her mane was
jerks.
Tatted,
a couple of jerks.
No shoes on her feet.
That mandolin open player wants to rip a solo, you can tell. Keeps trying to get
so
it.
Mean.
Howard, are you going through a cowboy phase?
Called up to
help
daddy.
Me, mama. They're being mean to me.
They're being mean.
Yeah, it's about a 20-year cowboy phase.
Yeah.
Now listen.
That's okay.
You guys, you know, you butchered the narrative with your peanut gallery comments. This horse shows up, and the little girl gets a horse. Uh-huh. And the longer you listen, the more you get drawn in. I'm telling you, that one will actually might affect you emotionally.
I believe you. I have secret country armor. Song loves about like big dogs, so I get
it. Okay, well, there's a great one you'll like that came out this year called what was the dog song we played? Start.
Who Let the Dogs Out remix?
No,
featuring
you really
Billy
will
Cyrus.
Like this. Oh, that dog loved me. It's about how this girl gets broken up with, but the only thing she really cared about was the dog.
Oh yeah.
And it really is a good song. Really
okay,
good.
I'll type it in right now.
Yeah, That Dog Loved Me, or That Dog, I think it's called. But, hey, when they're well done, they're effective, and that was one of them. But
Horse Named Christmas. Who named it Christmas? Did they, or was the horse pre-named?
I will not take that bait. I am sorry. I will not be bullied by
you. Yeah. I'm not trying to bully her.
You know what? I to
horse
be
name,
honest,
happy holidays.
I didn't catch the whole narrative. I just know that was like feeling it. But I think they just named it Christmas. I don't think it wasn't like Mr. Ed where it came out talking and said, my name
is Christmas. My name's Christmas.
Your name is Christmas. But check that one out if you want. Those are some great songs, and I'm excited that they are out. Brody, I'm excited you were on the show with us. Where should we send the listeners?
You could send them to my Instagram, I guess. Honestly, I'm off for the rest of the year.
Okay.
I'm going to be posting very minorly, but some big things coming in the next year.
Nice.
So,
all right. Give yourself a chance to unravel. Go crazy.
Exactly.
Come back strong.
And you too as well.
Thank you.
Just put in your notes app. Follow Brody at a later date.
Yeah.
Follow Brody. He'll be follow back. Me next year.
Yeah.
Start.
Yeah, so it was finally announced by Shudder, the movie that I scored earlier this year.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Destroy All Neighbors. This comes out January 12th on Shudder. There's some screenings in LA, I believe, early December.
Ooh.
And
will you be like Joe Dante? Will you be at a screening? Will you be talking to everyone?
God, I hope I don't have to talk to everyone. I'll be in the back. like quivering a little bit, hoping that people don't walk out.
Yeah. If you see him at a screening, do not talk to him.
Imagine people walking out going like, great movie, but what was with that score?
Yeah, exactly. Jeez. That's my greatest fear.
Score, more like miss.
Yeah. Or I have like a very irrational fear of it just not even like the music being bad, but somehow it getting like misprinted.
Yeah, right. No, like I get that too.
It's just like missing a bunch of tracks or something. Right, right. They're like, oh, I thought this is what you sent us. Like,
no, it's all the rough tracks.
Yeah, yeah. But no. Very exciting. It's a splatter comedy, they call it. It's cool 80s practical effects. And but you know, comedy first and foremost. Alex Winter, Jonah Ray.
I can't wait to watch it. Super excited.
Thanks, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. I would go to a screening. Let me know.
Absolutely.
Also, head on over to haveasummer.com/shop. Pick up an Austin Stories DVD or a Have a Summer t-shirt. Check out Grift Horse with Megan Beth Keister. You can earn thousands of dollars just by listening. Many have. And check out Drop Date Duel. And we will see you right here next week on
Who Charted.